Hello, Sylvia Hartley here again. And this piece is called Making Friends. I'm going to have a small sherry, I don't care. In fact, I might have two. Yes, I am all of a fluster. Oh, I'll have to sit down a minute. Well, it all started after I'd been to visit Mrs. Williamson. She lives next door but one. She's had an up, ladies' bits. I weren't going to go but her daughter. You know that woman with green hair that works in chemist? Well, she asked me if I'd go when I went to pick up my pills. I couldn't say no because she knew what bingo had been cancelled. And you know me, I'll help anyone. Well, apart from Maud Wiggins because she pinched me marbles at school. And when I told teacher she lied and I got a right slap from Miss Taylor. My leg were red for days. I had some grapes from the market so I shoved them in my bag and went. I'm not right keen on hospitals. Always a bit nervous. I might take a wrong turning and bump into a dead body on a trolley. Hey, it's all right, you're laughing. They've got to put them somewhere. Always someone needing a bed, so they have to be cleared and moved. I found her eventually. A nice man told me which lift to go in. Actually, we had a right good natter. She don't look well, though. A bit greyish. Well, I were glad to leave. Woman in next bed were gasping a bit and I thought, ooh, I hope she lasts till visiting finishes. When I got to the lift, there were a fella waiting. A little tash and Irish tweed jacket. Right smart he were. He let me go in first. Menswear first floor, or do you prefer lingerie? And he cracked out laughing. I prefer a cup of tea, I told him, and he chuckled. That's about all we fit for at our age. Speak for yourself, I said. Well, we'd no sooner set off it lift than it stopped. And this chap suddenly started huffing and puffing and grabbing his chest. Hey, stop it. You're all right. I've rung bell. Some to be here in a minute and get us moving. Oh, I can't do with this. Oh, I can't breathe. And he sank onto the floor. Good job I still got paper back from grapes. So I pulled it out of me shopper, gets down and held it over his mouth. Breathe into that. I knew watching casualty come in handy one day. Deep breaths. Well, he calmed down a bit and said his name were Eric and he were visiting his brother who'd had a stroke. So I told him I were called Edith. All of a sudden, and there were a lot of jolting and I fell right into his lap. Oh, Edith, he said, you're a fine woman. And he kissed me on the lips. A right smacker. Come on, lass, get up. And he pulled me to my feet. So when lift doors opened, I was straightening my hat and he were grinning. You two all right? Asked this chap in overalls. Never better, chirped Eric. See you again next week, Edith. And he were off. I told Mrs. Smith on bus home. Oh, you poor thing, cheeky beggar. Did you clatter him? She asked. Oh, lift doors opened before I could. Were it awful? Oh, I felt his tash rubbing me top lip and his hand on me cheek. Ooh, I could fair taste his breath. Oh, it were terrible, it were horrible. I feel all of a doodar, I told her. Go home and have a sherry. She told me that as she got off bus. So that's what I'm doing. Am I visiting again? Well, it's only neighbourly. Didn't Vicar say something like that a Sunday? You know about being kind. Poor lass. There's nobody to go on a Wednesday afternoon. And it's only bingo, so I might.